Blog Talk Radio.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Everybody, this is your boy King Edward Undead with another episode of Dead City Radio. And today we are going to talk about what's been going on here in the northern part of the United States. And that, of course, is the wind chills. Now, I know this seems like a boring topic to talk about, but recently it's been really, really chilly where I've been. I live in northern Indiana, by the way. So if you don't know, where I am at right now, the temperature is 4 degrees Fahrenheit. That is also negative 16 degrees Celsius. Oh, Jay, are you turning it up? Can you turn that down? Thank you. But yes, it's going to be very cold. Well, it said that the high was supposed to be negative 13 and the low was supposed to be... Oh, no, that's for Celsius. God damn it. I pay attention to Fahrenheit. But did you hear about the story? Like, literally, it's so cold that a baby had some frostbite in the car, in a car that it was left in. I can't remember. It was a two-year-old, actually. And this two-year-old was left in this car by his or her mother overnight for about 7 hours. Well, not overnight. For about 7 hours, she was left in there. And the baby, well, the woman was arrested, and the baby was taken to a hospital for any, to check, to check for frostbite on that baby. I'm sorry, the TV's not helping as usual. Jerry, you're ruining the show. But yes, you do not want to go out in this weather. I mean, it's so cold that you can get frostbite within minutes. I mean, literally, you can get frostbite within a bunch of minutes. So it's supposed to go up to 25 degrees by tomorrow, which is a good sign. And by the end of the weekend, it should hit up in the 40s, which I think is a really good sign for us here in northern Indiana. But yeah, this is going to be one of those shitty shows because the Jay watching TV as usual, as he always does. I'm sorry. As I said, the TV really does not help. But, yeah, it's the number one most trending news story is about the woman, all right, who got arrested for leaving her two-year-old kid in a car. Well, that's all I've got to talk about. I really didn't have any topics. I thought maybe we could do a soda battle or something, but, I mean, I know there's other news, but I really don't have many thoughts on it, and, I've just been doing whatever, so. And usually, all of the things I talk about, they usually end up sounding really good, so. But this broadcast must be ending up good so far. All right, anyways, whatever. All right. Well, I guess we do have one caller. I guess they might bring us a topic. 541, you're on the air.
Hey, man. Well, can you guess who this is?
Who is this? Is this the one guy, the one brony, Capron?
Hell no. No, this is the guitar man.
Oh, you're the guitar man, Godzilla?
Yeah.
Hey, Godzilla,
sorry,
what's going on?
I don't associate with bronies, just to let you know. I mean, as far as their activity goes. I mean, I am friends with some of them, but... Anyways, I guess before I get started with the topic that I wanted to talk about, why the heck is your friend watching The Cat in the Hat?
Oh, you mean the live-action part? I don't know. He likes the movie. It's not a bad movie, but it had a lot of conflict. I know there was a lot of conflict on the movie, but I just think it's still a good memory from my childhood, and I guess my brother likes it because it's a part of his childhood, too.
Not a childhood that I like to remember, but anyways, I've been looking at the map of the whole wind chill you've been talking about, and yeah, it doesn't look bad. And you know, this is like a thing that I've also seen on TV as well. It's just I've been noticing that temperatures have been getting a little lower than usual in some of the areas, and in fact, Oregon is getting a lot of snow for. I mean, it's been a while since Oregon has had a lot of snow. I can't remember the last time I've seen Portland freaking got snow. I think I've seen it like
yeah, man. I mean, it's been really chilly up here. And it's
six
really chilly
in
Portland
so,
and almost the entire United States.
Yeah. It's just I've been noticing this thing. I mean, it's just there's more snow in some of the states and there's bigger of a wind chill that – I'm noticing it's a lot more in the northern east part of it. I mean, which would make a lot of sense from the area you're living in, which, I already know what it is. Anyways, I'm looking at some of the other areas. This is from, I'm trying to look for the website. Weather.com published,
yeah.
Yesterday, 11:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and currently,
yeah.
There's several places that are getting hit pretty bad. Iowa in like Sauk City, I think that's what it's called. -20 degrees.
Damn.
Kansas.
That's in Celsius, right?
That's in. They don't say. It could be Fahrenheit. I mean, it makes a lot of sense because, I mean, that's the one that a lot of people in the U.S. go by. I mean, in other countries.
Oh, you said it was
Celsius.
Columbus?
It was
so Columbus
Iowa,
is really cold, huh? Hold up. I'm about to turn down the television again. It's still too loud. Hold up. I'm going to turn down the television. I mean, my brother has ruined my day, great enough. There we go. There's the... Oh, there we go. Because my brother's not watching it, but... Yeah, what were you saying? What was, like, -20 degrees?
It was a city in Iowa. I can't pronounce the city. It's... S-I-O-U-X, Sioux City or something.
Sioux? Or Sioux? Did you say yeah. Sioux, Iowa? Sioux City, Iowa.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's the one you're talking about. So let's look up the weather for that.
Well, I told you I didn't pronounce it right, so.
Yeah. Oh, it's 27 degrees Fahrenheit. It's not like that here.
Well, Well, wait a minute. This was Sunday's record low. I am so sorry.
Yeah, exactly, man. You got to look at the actual real-time temperatures. Oh, by the way, these bronies said they were going to come to my show, and look, there's none. I'm serious. I mean, there's no other calls to pick up. There's nobody in the chats.
Yeah. Well, just to mention, I mean, I'm not against bronies. I mean, but, you know, I mean – the thing I have with them is, I mean, it, you know, if they want to be one, that's fine. I mean, the thing is, I'm not going to participate in what they like doing as far as the fandom goes. I mean, it's just, I'm pretty sure that some of these activities are not, like, harmful in any way, but I've seen a couple of people, and, like, they do crazy stuff with them, and it's just something I don't want to get involved in.
Yeah, I know. You've seen it in the Discord chat.
Yeah, it sounds crazy, I mean, because that's the only chat room I go into as far as the TCR community is concerned. I mean, after going through hell with the freaking Brony Network, I found out that he was advertising this Discord group, and I was like, I'll at least check it out. And, I mean, it's not as terrible as, like, Burning Network. I mean, I'll give it that. I mean, it's something that I'm a lot more comfortable with, because you can actually talk to people in a voice chat. I'm not so sure if Tiny Chat does that as well. But. Why are you worried that some people are going on? Is it because of the splice that was being called on? Were you involved in that?
Oh, yeah, that. And, I mean, a lot of the Brony stuff that's been going on. And now I put in a new tweet. Hold up. I'm going to put you on mute for this. I just tweeted a new tweet. And it says, "You pathetic bronies didn't come to my show. Ha 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 ha. Hashtag ban all bronies." And I'm going to maybe fool them and not give them the link. I'm not going to give these motherfuckers the link. Okay. How do you think of that, 5401?
Well, I mean, it's a good way to slow them down, I guess. I mean, they're still going to find the live show that's going on right now.
Yeah.
But, I was going to announce this on YouTube, but,
Yeah, what's up?
So, due to the, whole TCR, community going on, I mean, there's been talks that, we're going to start a war just for what? I mean, this group chat civil war thing, I mean, it's just, you know, and I can see both sides of the argument. I mean, you know, I try to be neutral with everything, you know. I'm not just some, narrow-minded asshole that just sticks to one side, you know. But it just seems rather ridiculous. And it seems like it's not going to stop. And, you know, I love Discord. I really do. But, you know, some of the stuff that people are involved in is unfortunately being used, against them. And, you know, some of the people in either Tiny Chat or, maybe some of the popular chat room, I don't know.
Yeah,
they,
man.
They could probably use the info against me, and you know, I don't need to be a part of that. I'm not a brony. I don't associate with brony activities. I mean, I know it sounds crazy. Like there was these freaking team splices, and none of them, all the freaking brony team splices, I was never a part of them. I was like, Well, I'm Godzilla 3709. Welcome to the Brony Herd. I mean, I have no business doing that.
Yeah, man. Man, this Rainbow Ghost person, I swear to God, this Rainbow Ghost person on Skype, I'm sorry. But yeah, and the thing, yeah, I see that you do have some love for Discord, but for the Discord chat, but yeah, there's just some things that are not really great in it. You know, the pictures I've seen, you know. They cannot be unseen. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I do have a new caller. Hold up, 541. I'm gonna put you on mute. Cody, you're on the air.
What's up, Eddie? What's tonight's topic? I missed it.
I think you can tell by looking at the title. Chile in the North.
I can't see. I just called your show number. I can't see anything.
Oh yeah, you have me in the contact. So yeah, it's basically talking about how it's getting really chilly up here in northern America. You know, in the northern part of the United States, not the South, the North. How it's really cold. You know, here in Indiana, it's right now where I am. It's like 4 degrees. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah, I'm going down to Florida for vacation, so that's going to be nice. It's going to be 70 down there.
Damn, I am jealous. I want to go to Florida now. I really do. I mean, going to Florida would be pretty cool to go to.
You should go then. You should go.
I should. I mean, literally, I should go to Florida, but, oh, come on. Celtic now? You ignorant Adams and Eves.
Is Celtic in the chat or something?
No, he's on Skype, man. Oh, somebody wants to talk. 541 wanted to talk about something. Or Godzilla, yeah. Hey, Godzilla, what's going on?
Yeah, so I never did finish the announcement, sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Go on ahead and continue the announcement.
So what I'm planning on doing is right after the New Year's Eve show, if there even is going to be one, I mean, you never know. I am probably going to leave TCR. I mean, not that TCR is bad in any way. I mean, it's just, I mean, again, I'm a neutral person. I mean, there are some things that I like, some things I don't like. But
yeah, I've been doing that once in a good while. And I know a few other guys that announced that they were leaving. I had Renegade announce that he was going to leave trolling for good because he thought it wasn't fun anymore. It's not fun, as fun as it was back, you know, in 2011, 2012, those years. Those years were great years for trolling. But, yeah.
It's just my main problem is just the TCR community themselves. It's just, they are, like, I don't know. I feel like they're just trying, like, so or too hard just to get, like, a really good reaction out of Ghost with, you know, these calls, which I won't deny they do get a good laugh. But, you know, there's these freaking battles going on, like, that was kind of cool, but, I mean, add some more originality to it, or like, that one just sucks. You know, it's just, people are just, in my opinion, they're just trying too hard to, like,
Wars over talent fights. Or wars over talent shows, I'm sorry.
I mean,
yeah.
It's not like they're going to accomplish anything. Maybe something at the freaking Ghosties, if there ever is one, but if they don't get mentioned, I mean, what good is that to them?
I have no clue. I hope that I know Twiley Atkins has been nice to me today, but Twiley Atkins, I hope, if you listen to this, Twiley Atkins, I hope you get worst troll. I'm sorry, but you have to get worst troll because, you know, you're really not that funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think there will be an award for worst troll, though?
Maybe. I don't know. I had some people asking me, like, oh, is there going to be an award for best musician? I mean, like, honestly, if that does happen, you know, I'll say my thank you and everything, but I am going to announce my, like, departure from the show and everything, you know. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm just hoping Ghost can, you know, understand. I mean, the thing is that, you know, I find it funny that some of these people think that I'm a serious caller. I mean, I don't call up the show as much. I mean, and even if I do, I mean, it's just for, like, you know, like little updates that I do in case people wonder about me, like why I haven't been playing the guitar for Ghost and all that stuff. And, you know, it's just some of the stuff that Ghost does, I mean, it's just not something I'm just not a serious caller, man. I'm a musician that just wants to spread his own talent.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, you want to spread your talent. And I know I know 727 can also play the guitar, but I think it would be great if you started, you know, out with like some kind of music career. I mean, if you can get into like a studio, you can make your own studio, produce your own music, and sell albums and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something you should do. But yeah,
that's something I have. Yeah. So far, I'm just going through college, getting that music certificate that I'm wanting to get, see if there's any bands that are willing to listen to me or I can let produce. That's something that actually like a lot of people seem to do in Portland. I mean, it's getting bigger in this music scene here.
Yes. Yes, it is. All right.
Anyways,
man.
If there's anything that I'll probably still be associated with, I'll still see if
it'll
I can
be
become
music.
Like a. Yeah. I'm not gonna, like, totally abandon TCR though. I mean, I think I might stick around for the first hour or so. I mean, because I like the stock markets. I mean, some of the tips are not that bad.
Yes, I do too.
And if Ghost says what he says is true, like there's Inner Circle slots that he might open for Christmas Eve, then I'll definitely see if I can get into him, because I kind of missed my chance. My debit card didn't make it in time, and so I wasn't able to buy a slot, but this time I'm ready, and you know, I'll just see if there's anything interesting that comes, and if not, then won't participate.
Okay. Sounds like a great plan. Can't wait to see you in the Inner Circle chat, you know. We see a lot here, you know. We talk about a lot of stuff, and can't wait for that, if he does. So, thank you, 541. I'm going to put you back on mute. I think 614 has been waiting. I think I'm going to have to tell Cody how to raise his hand. Cody, you know how to raise your hand?
Raise my hand?
You know, as in you have to press 1 on your phone.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, if you press 1 on your phone, you can have your hand up in my queue. That's how you do it. You know how to do it, right?
I was never told that ever.
I know you were never told that. They used to say that, but for some reason in the calls they don't talk about it anymore. It's still available though. Watch, if you press 1, it's going to do it.
It worked?
Did you press 1?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't do anything. Weird. Interesting.
Because
it didn't do anything. I don't know. I think Blog Talk Radio is becoming more retarded, man. I'll be honest. I think they're becoming stupider and stupider. I mean, they get rid of Skype. They get rid of the thing where it's like press 1
stupid
to get...
Stupider isn't a word. You're dumb.
Yeah, and the other thing that Blog Talk Radio did, instead of like the man that used to say unmuted, you would hear a beep instead, kind of like how the host hears it. The host would hear that because when he mutes himself, he hears a beep. But when he unmutes a person or mutes a person, it would say unmuted or muted instead of a beep. But I think saying unmuted would be better. I'll be honest.
The guy still says that for me.
Does it for you? Does it say unmuted?
Yeah.
Holy hell, what?
Yeah, I didn't even know it. I didn't even know it changed for anyone else.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Oh, look at that. There's a guest in the queue. Well, I guess he's going to miss the show soon because we're about to go out in about less than 5 minutes. Whoever guest 4728 is.
You should put him on. Let's see who it is.
No, he's not in the calling queue. He's in the chat.
Oh.
He's in the what? The 123 flash chat. But if he does call in, he can at 347-855-8578. Again, that number to call is 347-855-8578. Because, yeah, you know. So anyways, do you have any topics for other topics for the show, or should I just switch it to Godzilla?
How about we talk about watermelons and how important they are?
Watermelons?
Yeah.
I don't like watermelons. I, to be honest, I'm not a big fan of watermelons. I like pineapples. I like grapes.
I love pineapple.
Yes, and then he leaves. Wow. What a pussy.
Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie. Do you know without watermelon black people would die?
Really? That's racist.
I told you, Eddie.
No trolling. Okay, I'm putting you on mute so I can switch to Godzilla. See if he has anything to say about watermelon. No, I'm not going to talk about watermelons. That would be stupid. Oh, by the way, I got a friend request. Let's see who it is. Maybe it's a shocker. No. One of these stupid big dick bandit guys again. Why? I think I'm getting tired of getting these guys. Why? Okay. 541, you're on the air. What's going on?
Oh, that guest was me. I meant to change the username, but it wouldn't let me do it, so I had to log into freaking whatever that site was. So if you see a username pop up, that's probably me.
Oh no, this is no, it's a friend request on Facebook.
Oh no, I mean in the live chat.
Oh, that was you. Okay. Yeah. That was you in the live chat. Wow. Yeah, the Brony said they were going to come. As I said, they never... Okay, we already talked about that, but...
Yeah.
I guess I'll switch. Wait, what?
They kind of had the same thing going on with... Oh, there I am in the live chat. Anyway,
yeah, you were.
They had the same incident going on with the Brony Pony March, and, you know, I was trying to talk to people, you know, like, hey, I mean, if you're really serious, why don't you go for it? And for a while, it sounded like nobody cared. But
about Pony Post?
You know, yeah, you know, like, they said they were really serious, and yet, like, it's just the thing is, one minute they're so serious, and then the next, they're like, oh, don't fall for it, it's a trap. I mean... Suck to be them if they're banned from the show, but I guess they took it serious when they read my comment.
Yeah. I'm going to guess all the bronies will be cowering. Look, they only have about a minute left to call, and they said they were going to raid my show, but I don't see a sign of a brony. So I think that's a good ending for me because I'm about to tweet another tweet, and we're about to go into after show. So... I guess we'll stick around for after show, but if there's somebody out there, I'm going to put you on mute, out there who is listening, call 347-855-8578 in the next 20 seconds, and you'll be able to listen to the after show. But if you don't want to listen to the after show, that's fine with me. We're about to make it in, and I guess in about 10 seconds. And yeah, I hope to get back to premium soon, hopefully. Anyways, we're about to go into the after show. Here we are, everybody. This is the after show of Dead City Radio. Of course, I'm your host, King Edward Undead. And I guess we'll just be random for the rest of the time. I just really didn't have a central topic for today, so... Again, we're going to go back to 614. What's going on, Maine?
I just washed my sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes? You love sweet potatoes, huh?
Uh-huh.
I love sweet potatoes, too, Maine.
Hey, I texted you today. You didn't answer, though.
Huh?
I texted you today, but you didn't answer.
I'm sorry, my phone wasn't near me today.
How do you do the show if you don't use your phone?
Oh, I use another phone. I use my home phone.
What?
Yeah, I use my home phone.
Why?
Because it's awesome to use my home phone.
Okay. Hey, Eddie, would you deport all Muslims like Donald Trump wants to? Would you like that?
Mm-hmm. Would I like what?
Would you want to deport all Muslims?
Well, would I like to deport all Muslims? Well, no. Not all of them. Some of them. The ones that are, you know, I don't know, they all need a check. But it looks like somebody did mention me in a tweet. I mean, I was looking at my real name on Twitter, and I was mentioning something. So let's see. At PoliticsGhost, I'll put you on mute for this, because looks like I was mentioned by Weena. Stupid idiot. Yeah, Weena's an idiot. At PoliticsGhost, sounds like we have a new Teutonic plague on our hands. At Weena 1 Actual, next on the TCR ban list. Nice. At Rainbow Dasher 29, at Dark Razors, hey, are you in the Ghost Inner Circle? No, are you? Or do you mean Dark Razors? Okay, actually, me and John are both, and we're going to talk to Ghost about getting you banned, buddy. Oh, man. Also, I'm under impression that Dark Razors wants to report you for something, perhaps from Inner Circle, Inner O-Drama. You got it, Eddie Hinkle. He stole my meme, and I'm mad at him. What meme was that, Weena? I made these and he stole them. What? I see. Pretty interesting meme templates. Did you caption any? Those are the memes, bro. So what would you need to be doing at Dark Razors? Can you use your memes for him to give me or a Twitter shout out thing, dude? Yeah. And I can't believe they would mention my name. But somebody was stalking me. That Weena 1 Actual guy always stalks me. I guess it's nothing personal, but I don't know why he pulled an Eddie Hinkle joke. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm still a joker nowadays. Can someone tell me why I'm still a joke? I mean, literally. They still talk about me, so... I mean, that was actually back in November, that's the thing. And I don't know, those guys, man, they're stupid. Anyways, 541, 614, I'm sorry, you're on the air. What?
Hey, Eddie.
What?
Can I confess something to you?
What?
I always thought your last name was dumb.
Why? What's wrong with Pinkle? It's German. It's a German name.
It just sounds funny. It sounds like Tinkle.
I know it sounds like Tinkle. That's what they always say. Well, not everybody, but some. I've been called Eddie Tinkle before, but the guy who gives me that nickname was a guy named Peter. So, yeah, I know it's funny. But a guy
Peter
named
the Penguin?
Peter
the Penguin?
No. Peter, not Peter the Penguin. He's
By
another
way,
guy.
When is Peter the Penguin coming back?
I have no clue. He recently had an accident where he fell on his head. You know how he had his intelligence? Well, it might be gone again. It's going to have to go away because he fell on his head after Palmer actually he knocked him over the deck that's in my backyard. And apparently he decided that it would be funny to knock him down as he was over looking at the ducks. Like, he was literally standing on the, what is it, the little wood thing, the top of the, I don't know what they call it, but the little wooden wall thing, and then he fell over. He hit his head. He had to be sent to a hospital, and now I guess he's going to be regular Peter the Penguin again. Oh, I also heard that, I mean, I did get a call, and I guess they did say that he had some brain damage, so he's going to act stupid again.
Oh, no.
Wait, noise. Yeah.
Well, he'll still be more entertaining than you.
Hey, stop that. No, you can't do that. Stop it. Anyways, let's get to the next caller. Godzilla, hello. Thank you for playing the guitar for us, Maine. That was a great song. I don't know what song that was, but it sounded really awesome. It also sounded familiar. I don't know. It sounds like a familiar song I heard before. Hey, Godzilla's gonna type. It's Cliffs of Dover. Ooh, Cliffs of Dover. But yeah. So, I guess I'll just end it here, man. I don't know what else to talk about. Oh, yeah, the hardest song in guitar ever made. Oh, wow, really? I didn't know that. Cool. So, I guess I got to thank two people for being on tonight's show. I want to thank Cody and Godzilla3709 for being on the show. Thanks, all. I'll have another broadcast tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. 10 p.m. Central Standard. And I hope you guys have a really great night. I know I will, so good night, everybody.